إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, there is an instrument called the heliograph. The heliograph is, in simple terms, it is a mirror. And this mirror is used to reflect sunlight. And it's used to reflect sunlight in flashes. So the two ways they do it, they hold the mirror and they sort of turn it like this, so it flashes sunlight. Or another way is the mirror is fixed and then they take a piece of board or something and they block the light in flashes. And then what happens is that these flashes, if you flash that light according to the Morse code, then you can actually send complete messages, complete sentences, complete messages. The heliograph was has been used for since probably the beginning of time, Allah alam. But officially the heliograph was used in the Indian Army, in the British Army, in other armies as late as until the 1970s. So it's an instrument that was used very effectively and until very recently. Now obviously it is it's obvious why that was so, why it was effective, because first of all the communication is at the speed of light, which is the fastest possible way of communication. Second thing is that the communication was completely free from all technical glitches. I mean, it didn't need electricity, didn't need batteries, didn't need anything. All it needed was sunlight. And as long as there was sunlight, you could communicate. And nothing could stop that communication. That is, nothing could interfere with the communication. Absolutely clear communication across. Now, obviously, given that it's a human thing, you couldn't do that in the night, for one thing. Secondly, line of sight was important, because if the other person was behind a hill or something, you can't signal to them. So things like that. And then one of the once, you know, radio communication got invented and other things, people stopped using it, but they still used it. And even today it's a very effective way of communicating, especially if you are stuck somewhere in a very far place and there's no help in sight. Then all you need is a mirror, and if you have a clean mirror, then you can actually communicate across practically any distance. I mean, as long as it's a line of sight, it can be practically any distance. The light travels, and there's no, you know, you can get your message across for any emergency help and so on. The key thing in the heliograph, obviously, is the cleanliness of the mirror. How clean is that mirror? Because if that mirror got dirty, and if it had a, you know, film of dust on it, or it got some oil on it or something, then it would interfere in the communication. The sunlight would not flash. It would either completely block the communication, or it would definitely distort the communication, because the light would not be clear enough. And if you know the Morse code, it's dots and dashes, and which is the length of the flash. And if the flash is indistinct, then the other person reading it can't figure out, was there a dot, was there a dash, and so he doesn't understand the message. So even though the message might be there, message becomes unclear. So the cleanliness of the mirror. Now, why am I telling you this in the Fajr reminder? Because Rasulullah ﷺ called the heart a mirror. And he said the heart is a mirror which reflects the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflects the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflects knowledge and hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the reason why he called the heart the best mufti. He said the best mufti of the individual is the heart of a muttaqi person, somebody who is concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person's heart is the best mufti, is the best judge to decide whether something is right or not. You can of course go and ask a mufti for an opinion, but even if you did not have access to a mufti, your heart will tell you whether what you are attempting to or contemplating to do, whether it is right or not right. It may not, the heart may not give you the actual technical reason or the the legal reason, but you know that this is not right. I should not be doing this, even though I don't know exactly why or what exactly I am, which law I am breaking. But I know that I should not be in this place. I know I should not be saying such a thing. I know I should not be doing such a thing. That is very clear as long as your heart is clean. Now, that's the reason why Rasulullah ﷺ said that when a person commits a sin, then a dark spot appears on the heart. And then he commits another sin and another dark spot appears on the heart until the person continues to commit sins and his entire heart darkens and becomes black with the sins that the person has committed. And that's the example of the heliograph. So this mirror, now you didn't take care of it and it started getting spotty and spotty and spotty. And as you know, mirrors are back to silver. If the silver lining goes off, then the mirror loses its brilliance. So completely the mirror gets spotty and eventually the mirror loses its clarity and then it's dead. And that's what happens to the heart, where the heart gets covered. So now what do you do if your heliograph mirror, you look at it and you find that my mirror is dirty, what must you do? Clean it. And that's exactly what we need to do with our hearts, which is clean the hearts. Tazkiyatun nafs is that. Tazkiyatun nafs is cleaning of the heart. Why? Because the heart needs to reflect the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Needs to reflect the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it can't do that if it is not clean. So therefore you need to clean the heart. Yeah, same thing in photography, clean the lens. If the lens is not clean, you can get the absolutely the most fantastic, beautiful shot opportunity. You can have all the the aperture and everything else and the speed and whatnot set exactly right, but you get a bad shot because the lens was dirty. As simple as that. All the technology in the world and the most expensive camera in the world cannot get you a good shot if the lens is dirty. All that just needs to clean the lens. You only need to clean the lens. And even a mediocre camera, I mean, I'm not a great photographer, but some of my nicest photographs have been taken with cameras you won't believe. One of the pictures on, which is the book cover of my book called A Journey of Faith, was taken with a Nokia phone camera. Can you imagine? A Nokia phone camera, very, very beautiful photograph of a sunset on Jeddah Corniche. It was a very nice photograph taken with a Nokia phone camera. And similarly, I used to have a very small 35mm something camera, which little box like thing, but took some very nice photographs. So it's not only the, obviously the equipment is important, no doubt about that, but you can have the, and with cameras you have today, the sky is the limit. You can spend as much money as you want. There's that much money is available to spend. But no matter how much of money you spend, and no matter, even if you are the most skilled and the most technically the most savvy photographer in the world, if the lens is not clean, khalas, no amount of technology and no amount of knowledge will get you a good photograph if the lens has got oil on it or the lens has got moisture on it or something. So therefore, cleaning of that lens, and that's where the heart comes in, and this is where tazkiyatun nafs. So now when we look at our salah, for example, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he gave the example of salah when he mentioned ihsan, and he said, pray as you have seen, as if you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tara fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak. He said, pray as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that though you do not see him, Allah is seeing you. How is that going to happen? That happens with a heart which is clean, a heart which has the khashyat of Allah in it. And that is the proof also in Islam of ilm. An alim, as described by the Quran, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not somebody who has studied in this or that university. It's not somebody who has memorized or studied this or that book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. He said, Allah said that the one who has khashyat of Allah in his heart, from the people, the ulama are those who have the greatest khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. So therefore, the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the brilliance of the mirror. The more a person is concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that extent, that person's mirror is clean. And then what's the benefit of that? The benefit of that is clear signals. What is the meaning of clear signals in our life? Clear signals in our life is the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the ability to prioritize our lives and our events and our decisions in such a way that we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and we do not do anything that displeases Allah, no matter who else is concerned. That's immaterial. Whatever else might be there, if it is something which does not please Allah, I do not do that. Simple as that. Now it enables us to do all of this, and it gives you huge peace of mind, because you know that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of my affairs, and hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. That's the reason why the Salafus Salihin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase their darajat, and I keep on quoting Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, is one of my favorites in that, because of the kind of teacher he was. He was himself a student of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He is called the greatest of the Tabi'een. And of course, these statements and qualities is not for us to give them, but inshallah, may Allah make them that. So the point is that Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, they asked him and said, how is it that you have such peace of mind? You don't seem to be worried. There is discontentment and absolute tranquility on your face. How is that? Even though, the world is the world, and difficulties and so on and so forth. Each one in their own time tends to think that their time and their difficulties are the greatest. And that's the reason why reading history is a good idea. Because if you read history, then you realize that whatever you and I are going through is peanuts compared to what people in the past went through. It's not even peanuts, it's not even one peanut, it may be half a peanut or something. Because what we are going through is nothing. I mean, absolutely, there's nothing to get worried about or anything about. People in the past, including the Muslims, have gone through these conditions which are, million times worse, and they survived. The issue is that they didn't get wiped out, they didn't get annihilated, they survived. So Hasan Basri was asked this question, how is it you are like this? And he said four things. He said, number one, I know that what is written for me, nobody else can eat. So therefore, what is written for me will come to me. So I'm not worried about that. Now imagine, this is contentment with regard to your risk. Now that does not mean it doesn't work, it doesn't mean he's sitting in one place and expecting something. No, he is doing whatever he's supposed to do, but he's not tiring himself with it, he's not ignoring his deen because of that, he's not getting stressed out and crazy because of that. No, he's doing what effort he needs to make, and alhamdulillah, after that he's content. My Rabb will give me what I am supposed to get. Second thing he said was that I am ashamed to commit a sin, any sin, because I know that my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is watching. How can I commit a sin before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's not a question of small sin, big sin. I will not commit, I am ashamed to commit a sin because I know my Rabb is watching. Third thing he said is that I know that nobody else will do good deeds on my behalf. So my faraid, I have to fulfill. If there is Salatul Fajr, I have to pray it. I can't delegate it and say, please go and pray Fajr for me. It doesn't work like that. Whoever it is, you have to pray your own Salah. You have to fast your own Ramadan. You have to go and do your own Hajj. There's no, somebody else can't do it for you. So he said, I know that good deeds and faraid, I have to fulfill. So I am focused with that. I do what I am supposed to do. And the last thing he said was that I know that one day I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I prepare for that day. I try to prepare myself for that meeting. Imagine this. And this is the sign of a clean heart. This is the sign of the fact that his heart is clean. The heliograph is working. Signals are transmitting clearly because the heart is clean. And therefore the cleaning of the heart, that's Tazkiyatun Nafs, is a very, very important thing. And the things which cloud that mirror are our sins. They are negative thoughts, negative emotions, greed, hatred, all of these kinds of things, envy, and Allah knows best. So these are the things that we need to clean. So the cleaner the heart is, the more effective is the heliograph. And the example I give is, imagine that you are stranded in the middle of a desert or somewhere, and you will die there unless somebody finds you, and the only thing you have is a mirror. What will you do? If you can transmit with that mirror, alhamdulillah, you are safe, because you can transmit to a plane that is going in the sky. which is thousands of several kilometers away. You can transmit, the pilot can see your signal, and then he can radio somebody. You can transmit across miles of country to some place where somebody can see you, provided that mirror is clean. If the mirror is not clean, you are dead. And that's why it's very important for us to keep our mirrors clean. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which pleases Him and to save us from anything which displeases Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.